The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spirit to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and wow, we have a lot we want to share with you today. Today, I want to bring you messages and encouragement from Archangel Michael for all this energy that we're feeling. We just went through a crazy, crazy Pisces solar eclipse, and you know, you don't know which way you feel. What's interesting, and that was what happened, and we're getting ready. That was almost 2 weeks ago because we have a full moon coming on March 12th. And that's just in a couple days this weekend. So, wow, we're already at a full moon, right? Well, here's what's interesting. And when I saw this alignment of energies and what I've been feeling and what people have been reporting back to me about what they've been feeling, I felt like, wow, this is crazy stuff. This is crazy stuff. And I thought, we got to talk about this a little bit. So here's what's happening. You have Pisces energy, which kind of makes you feel wishy-washy a little bit. It's emotional, and it makes you feel, and that's still there. And it makes you feel a little bit, yes, no, here, there, and you don't know what you want to do. And then you think you do, and you get a little bit discouraged because you just don't know where you are. You feel just mixed up and all over the place. Then we also have what's merging in is we have a Venus retrograde. And that'll be going on for a little bit. And that's not necessarily bad, but it does deal with, the heart. So now you have the heart, which is also a processor. We're talking heart energy, heart chakra, the heart. We've been talking about feeling and finding our way to make decisions through the heart versus the mind. And now they're kind of together. And why is it doing that to us? It's doing that to us to help us find our clarity. So even though some of you, and I know I had a day or two which felt really weird, it was all I could do to get energy up to move. And that's what I found so strange. Like, I am so tired. Well, your body is saying, and your heart's saying, you need some rest, you need to slow down a little bit. We're rejuvenating, we're recuperating, you're recalibrating, that kind of thing with this energy. And then I wake up the next day and I'm loaded with energy. So you might be feeling that way too. And sometimes the headaches back and forth. I've had a couple of those myself and they've been interesting, but I know they're significant. So I'm just working through them versus it being a negative. I'm looking at what is my body trying to tell me here? What is going on? So Michael, I thought, wow, he came through really strong. And I was excited that he came through because he's such a strong energy. He's powerful. He's got the gusto. He's like a personal spiritual coach, you know, like personal trainer, but spiritually on our soul growth and our life purpose and not being afraid if our path seems to be changing a lot and it's overwhelming. He's just so perfect for right now, merging into this. Because what are we doing? We're merging into an Aries energy, which is go, 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 right? It's very proactive. It's the type that gets you going. So what's happening for a lot of you out there? You're feeling the little bit of the sluggishness, right? And then you feel this Aries kind of on your back and you feel like I'm too tired. Now, I know this is out there. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm too tired, but I know I should be doing something. And I really want to be doing something. You see, so you have two energies kind of mingling in there. I want to give you just a reprieve here. Don't think it's just you. And don't beat yourself up on it. Just hang on, it'll pass. It won't be very long because eventually it will. The Pisces will ease, okay? The retrograde for Venus is going to linger a little bit, but that's important because Pisces helped introduce us to going in and feeling and getting to the heart. Retrograde in Venus is, we need to talk about the heart. We need to feel these things. We need to be real and truthful and honest. So it's kind of like a review of how we feel about things, especially our relationships, but just about anything. So if you're feeling like there's beginnings and endings happening at the same time, yes, that's exactly what's happening. And that's why it feels the way it does. It is important. I'm not saying it's easy because, you know, I'm feeling all that too. But at the same time, I'm excited. So I know this is to help us. And, you know, eventually we're going to look back and go, wow, remember that crazy, crazy time? You know, you're going to feel that way. You're going to feel like, wow, remember that crazy time when you could hardly, you know, have the energy to do anything. You felt like you slept all night. You slept hard and you wake up and you still just can't get it going. I get that, okay? You need to listen, though. You need to listen to your body. Support your immune system. Support what your body might need. Honestly, when I have days like that, I use B12. B12 helps. I learned that back in school when I was in neuromuscular therapy, you know, when I was doing that kind of work. I used to work a lot with the nerves and the nervous system, and, you know, I used to do that for a living for a good eight, nine years. Well, that's why I'm in energy medicine. That was kind of my path to it. But it was fascinating to me because they were telling you, you're going to get exhausted doing this kind of work. Well, they weren't even addressing the energy exhaustion from working with people because I just was energy healing, even though it was supposed to be all this other stuff. And B12 is fantastic for when you're feeling a little bit, whoa, you know, I don't have enough energy. So look into that. See if that would work for you. You need to look at your own individual unique situation on things like that. But when I feel like that, that's what I go to. Another interesting thing that's happening out there, I'm seeing this as well, but I've heard other people are seeing it. You know how we're seeing the number sequences, like you might see the triple digits like 111 or 333 or whatever? Here's what's crazy. And it's not just a clock. It's happening on a license plate, or it's happening on, you know, something in a number sequence of a computer something, or on a piece of paper. You know, it's just kind of randomly everywhere. I'm seeing all of them. You know how you might be those people that see 111 all the time, or you might be seeing 333 or 555 and you go, okay, I know, I got to look that up. Well, what I've been seeing 111, 222, 333, 444, 555. I know. Didn't get the 666 for you guys that are going that way. That's not what that is anyway. But there's been all the numbers tripling. Every single number in triple digit. And I thought, I don't think I've ever seen that do that before. So it's intriguing. It's fascinating. And so in that moment, when I see that number sequence, I think about, okay, how does that apply in that moment? Okay, how does this apply? How does that apply? So we're in a big change, guys. It's just, we're changing. We're changing by leaps and bounds. And I'm excited about today because Michael's really bringing in the encouragement we need to get through this little weird, it's not a slump, but it feels like one, right? How do you describe this crazy stuff when it feels like it's one extreme and the other? We have two worlds that feel like they're merging together right now, and that's exactly how it can feel. So I wanted to make sure that I addressed that before we went to anything, because I know you guys are feeling all these crazy stuff. Now, if you guys are tuning in on the video channel, hello and welcome. We have our chat open over there. And so I want to say hello to everyone over there. And we have, let's see, I think she's talking about, we have Candace over there. Hi, Candace. And she's talking about, I think she's talking about the B12 that she's taking her weekly dose. Oh, no, thank you. You're talking about the show. I'm sorry, Candace. I'm trying to read it, but it's a little bit at a distance. And, you know, thank you. She's coming in for her weekly goodness, and I want to say thank you. That was sweet. You know, that really helped me. That did, because let me tell you what, I've been feeling it, guys, you know, trying to get something out there, you know, why you feel like you're being held up. And guys, the light workers are, you know, if you feel like you're getting beat to a pulp, I get it. You know, we have to kind of take care of ourselves right now. You're going to feel like, wow, I don't know if I've got anything to give to somebody else. It can feel like that too. And I've had that as well. Guys, there's a lot of things we're going to talk about today. And Michael came through with that. And if you guys want to call in with any kind of question, 1-800-930-2819. We also have an email that came in and the email bag. So I will address that question as well. I want to say that's awesome when you guys do that. If you can't listen live, usually the email bag comes from people that they might live on the other side of the world. We have listeners all over the world and they can't listen to us live. It's just not a good timeline for them. So they go and they catch the podcast. Well, we're answering your questions too. We got you covered. We're talking about Archangel Michael and some guidance that he has for exploring this great shift within us. That's exactly what we have. We're going to explore that great shift within us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or you're watching the Jen Royster Show. We're going to take that short break and we'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Are back and welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or you might be watching our video live stream. You can check that out at jenroyster.com or my YouTube channel. Now, we're talking about some guidance that Archangel Michael brought in, and I was so excited about this because it really gave me the energy I needed as well. Now, let's talk about that energy a little bit, because if you're feeling you're going back and forth, like you have all these things you're looking forward to doing. And this is how it was described to me by someone. I have so much that I want to do and I'm excited. I have all these things I'm ready to do and I cannot wait till the weekend because I have all these fun things I want to do. And they can't quite get the energy there. And then they start stressing about it because I want all to do all these things and I don't have enough energy to do it. It might be big projects or something because we're getting into spring here and you want to do all these big, you know, projects of cleanup and declutter and house repairs and all that good stuff. Well, you need to listen. Your body might need something different. Now, I want you to practice this because everybody's going to need something different. You need to listen and tune into your body. When we're working to open the heart, which is what this whole thing has been about anyway, because we got to start making choices and feel into things, not close down and avoid it. That's really been what we've done. We've avoided that, right? We're just like, let's just shuffle around that. And it's not to go out there and be combative. It's to find the way through. It's really going through the middle, not around the edges, okay? Is the best way to explain it. But say you're having that kind of a situation where you really need some energy to get into this. It might be a mind fog. This happens, and it's been happening for people physically, mentally, maybe emotionally. Mental and emotional kind of blend together, and then sometimes no, and you might feel like they're separate and all that. You know, like, logically, I need to do this and that, but I feel down, or I feel too tired, or I feel too emotional, you know, and you're going all over the place. Take a deep breath first. Just take a deep breath. Michael's saying, hey, hang in there. Hang in there. First of all, when you start, this is how he put it to me. He said, first of all, because I felt like this. First of all, when you start feeling the fear and you're shaking in your boots and now you just feel locked up, please call on me to help you out. Because he's the one that can help you with the energy of fear. And really, you know what the fear is? The fear is of ourself and trusting a part of us that we don't know very well yet. And that's what he said to tell you. I mean, he told me that too, and it went, whoa. And he said, I want you to share that. So that's a big one, because that's exactly what we're doing right now. And it is going to feel a little tiring. That's what all this Pisces energy, Mars is now pushing, and Pisces is making us feel like, well, I don't know how I feel, but you want me to go. Yes, that's exactly right. And he's saying, don't be afraid of it. It's just, let me help you walk through this, because you can do it. And now you don't have to run. Austin, listen to that. Don't beat yourself up saying, I'm lazy. I should be getting up and going to the gym. I should be running. I should be doing it. You know what? Right now you need to change up a little bit of everything. You want to be healthy. But if your body is needing more sleep or more rest right now, there's a big possibility that you are recalibrating and your cells are building a lot of new ones. And it does that when you rest and sleep. It doesn't do it when you're running all around everywhere. So I want to remind you of that as well. Like, you may have a craving for some type of food. And like when I crave like eggs or something like that, I know it's B12 that I need to be doing. And it's like, it's got the biotin and like, and there's all kinds of stuff in eggs. But if it's like, I can't stop thinking about eggs, you know, and I'm not really, I mean, there was a time I didn't even want to eat them. And that keeps changing. It's like, now I want this, and now I want that, and now I want this, and now I want that. That's just craziness, right? No, it's not. Your body's trying to talk to you. So that's what I wanted to say. I wanted you to hear that, because that's one of the big ones that he's giving us. Now, let's see. Oh, we have a caller. Let's bring the caller on, Brian. I think we got time for a couple minutes.
I think we do. Yes, we got Nancy from the City of Angels. Welcome to the program from LA, Nancy.
Hello.
Hi, Nancy. What can we do for you?
Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi.
What is your question?
Sorry, I'm a little nervous.
It's okay.
I would like to know who my angel guides are, because I just feel like it would be a little bit easier for me to communicate with them if I knew who they were.
Ah, okay. Well, you know what? You tell me if this is what you've been feeling. It feels like, and this happens, we have guides. We have angel guides, and then it can change. It can change who comes to the forefront, like who can help us in this time of our life. And the thing with an angel guide is you just call on them. You call on who you need right now. Now, if you don't know who that is, you have your guardian angel that is always there. And I feel a very gentle feminine energy with your guardian angel. Sometimes you have the male and the female. Sometimes it feels like there's more than one there. But for you, Nancy, right now, I feel this beautiful, gentle, nurturing female guardian angel, but also has the strength of a lion and has this courage that wants to come through to you. Does that make sense with where you are right now?
It does. I've been going through a really hard time for the past couple of years, and I've just been trying to just fight through it and hope to get it into a better place. And right now, I feel, especially with like finances and everything, that can always stress people out, and it's certainly mm-hmm. stressed me out a whole lot. And right now, I'm at a place, I'm just at a good place, but I'd like to be better and not feel like I'm taking five steps backwards whenever I feel that I'm actually moving forward.
I got you. Well, thank you. I just got a big hit for you. Wow. Okay, excuse me. If you guys are watching this, you're seeing me get all these chills. That was a really strong one. Michael's like, excuse me. He's got his hand up. And he is coming through strong for you as well. Your guardian angel has this feminine strength about her that wants you to believe in you. Like something along the line, without going into detail, kind of made you second guess, you know, that whole trusting of you. It's time for that to change. And that's what I'm getting for you right now. Your guardian angel really works, if you want to put it in a hierarchy, works for or under Archangel Michael, because he kind of oversees all of the guardian angels. However, if you look into some of the history of like goddesses or, you know, who's the female counterpart to Michael, I believe it is Diana, who has the strength and courage and bravery as well. And that's what I keep seeing come through. This dynamic duo, the two, the male and the female, so it's kind of like your male energy within yourself needs to support, nurture, love, adore, respect the feminine energy within yourself, because it's all about you in your world being a complete balance. And then it just doesn't matter what is going on outside of you. It's is a very interesting read, and I'm really feeling it. And I love this for you because, Diana, you have a lot to look forward to. I'm saying Diana to you. I'm sorry. Your name is not Diana. You're Nancy. Diana is very strong right now. I apologize. You have a lot to look forward to. You have this energy behind you that's like this force that's not going to bust chops and be, you know, arrogant or have to talk somebody down. You don't even have to stomp all over anything. You don't have to say anything to anybody. You just need to know inside you, in your universe, how amazing you are. Oh, this is making me feel good. I'm like, oh my goodness. So Nancy, your guardian angel will help link you up. But right now I'm feeling that Michael and the counter female part, Diana, has that courage. Think of a lion. Like if you got a picture of a lion or something that is courage to you, a picture that would help remind you to put that smile back on your face on the days that feel kind of tough, it's going to get you right back up to keep moving forward, because you're going to move through this. You're going to look for that bright spot and you're going to get through this. But Nancy, that's what I'm getting for you. Is any of that helping or making sense to you? Wow, it's strong.
It does, because I feel like right now I'm at a good place as far as like work, but I feel like at the same time I want more. And I want to move. I feel like I've been planning my exit from where I'm at right now since I started, and it's only been like maybe 3 months, and I'm already planning my exit, but I just don't know where or how or what I'm going to be doing
next. Right. And that's okay right now. You're not going to know right now because that's the energy of right now. So one of the big things, which I was going to talk about in the show, I'm going to go real fast because I got to go to break. Is everybody just hang on. You're going to be swimming around with this weird energy right now where it's yes, no, I don't know, what do I do next? Don't try to push and make anything happen right now. You have your plan, you have your momentum, but you don't have to force anything yet, because this, as this moves forward in the next month or so, it's going to be much more clear to you where you want to go with this. So that's what they're doing with this right now. But Nancy, I got to run to break, but thank you for calling and sharing. I'm sure that's going to help other people that were feeling the same thing or going through something very similar. And we wish you so much love and blessings as you move forward, because you will. Just hang in there. Guys, we got to take a short break. So when we come back, we're going to keep going with Archangel Michael guidance, and we're going deep inside. We're taking this exploration of what's within us. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
We're back and welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in, we are talking about Archangel Michael and his guidance that he brings in for this big, great shift within us that's happening right now. Now, we've been talking about a little bit of everything with this, and we're trying to move forward, right? And I mentioned earlier the Venus retrograde, and we have the full moon. I wanted to go into a little bit more about what Michael has for that. First of all, the retrograde, bottom line, Michael says, if you do nothing else because you just don't know what to do right now, the way this energy is making you feel, he said, make this all about self-love. Do something for you. You have to practice that if it feels awkward. If you give so much that you don't have anything left, that's not what you need to be doing right now. You need to be replenishing you and your energy and your system. One of the biggest things that I can send out to you right now that I had to learn the hard way as well, way back in the day when I started this stuff, is when you're doing energy healing, because I do energy healing. When you do energy healing or you're working with people where you're helping them, if you are giving, 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 and you don't take your energy back, it's going to catch up with you in a big way. So the other thing is, if you're doing all the giving of your energy, that's not the energy you use in energy healing. So you're giving, but you want to align with divine and, you know, that love energy, which is unlimited and it won't wear you out. And basically, you just have to be that vessel and let it flow through and back to you. If it's only going out and not coming back, the balance is off. It's not the way it's intended to be. It's just not. I know that might be hard for some, especially if you were raised that that's being selfish and that's being self-centered. And I struggled with that because I was called that. And I had to overcome that definition of what that meant. And I had to work because, and then you go through this period where you don't want to be that way because you're believing what somebody else says, right? This was back when I was young, very young, like not even out of school, high school yet. But this is what I'm talking about. If you're still carrying that, now the Venus retrograde takes us in. It's emotions of the heart. We have to get rid of that old baggage. Pisces brought us to it with all over the place. The emotions might rev up a little bit. But here's the interesting part that's coming in with the fire energy to get the revving back up. The Virgo moon is coming in on Sunday. That's a full moon. Virgo is, okay, let's go. So if you were to look at this from the bigger picture, it's the perfect alignment. Pisces comes in, kind of gets you in that space that's not so comfortable because you don't even know it. You're not sure. You don't want to feel all that, but you need to. You got to go there, okay? You want to get rid of all this. Now it takes you into a retrograde of Venus, and you're thinking, oh, all this heart prying open, all this heart prying open. And then Virgo comes in and it's about on the full moon. Very proactive to go, okay, go, let it go. What's a full moon? That's when we release. That's when we release everything you let go of. You let go. So when I asked Michael about this, Michael, what can we do with this energy? This alignment's just crazy. It's fascinating to me. I'm so intrigued. I feel like a bookworm lately. I am just studying everything in the world. But the full moon in Virgo is a great opportunity to take all that we've been swimming through and all those emotions, all those feelings, all those relationships, whatever those issues are, and just go, you know what? Here, I'm done trying to control this thing. I'm done with this. No more. And you can use that with intention. And he said, I can help you, because, you know, that's what I love. His sword, way back in the day, he taught me, he said, take my sword and cut the cords that are binding you. So it was like this visual meditation that I would do with Michael. And I loved it. And it felt so amazing that he would pick me up and just encourage me. And he wouldn't cut all of it for me. He would hand me the sword and say, you cut it. That's the big one right there. It empowers you to do that for yourself. Right now, I'm feeling from the angels, there's a big push. They don't want to come in, and it's not like we just sit there like a victim. Okay, oh, hey, can you help me? And we got to get out of victim mode. Got to. I'm sending some tough love out there for a few of you. He's going to hand you the sword, so to speak, in this analogy, and he wants you to cut the cords. You cut them. You're going to be empowered. You're taking your power back when you do that. You're not all these cords of all your energy going all over the place. Have you got any left for you? You got to have your batteries charged. Got to. That's just the way it is. You're going to have such a better connection. You're going to feel healthier. And the thing is, we're going to be doing everything that we do out of joy, including the self-love that we give back to ourselves. This is just this interesting alignment of everything at the same time right now. We're ending a lot and we're beginning at the same time. So you feel like, oh, for like all of 2016 and gosh, it felt like we were still rolling into that. And we were with 2017, where you're rolling into, you know, finishing that. It was all this losing and loss and letting go and grief and it's not in my life anymore. And now I've got to lose this. And it's whether it's a job, a relationship, whatever, a home in a hurricane or tornado. I mean, God, I know those kinds of things can be tough. We went through all the loss, and you're going to feel a little bit of that still happening, if that's what's going on for you. But there's also all this beginning stuff. So if you had two baskets, now stay with me for a minute. If you had two baskets and one was all the stuff you have to get rid of, and this is the new one, the new beginning one, right? And so this one's just overflowing and loaded, right? You got to get that out of the way, because it's preoccupying your time. All your energy is trying to keep that basket from overflowing. It's got to go. Because if all the energy is here on all the letting go, and there's no energy on what we're beginning, this just sits empty. And here's why it feels different right now. Exactly. We've been busy on this part, okay? We just shifted. We just shifted that into, with that solar eclipse, actually. Okay, time to put some over here, too. This will still be going. But now they want you, it's like multitasking a little bit. Not to overwhelm you, but that's why it feels the way it does. It's like, I'm ready to move, but I still feel this. If you're going back and forth, yes, I know I need to let go of that, but it's hard. Okay, that's where the courage comes in. That's where Michael's sword, let him help you, teach you how to cut those cords. He can rejuvenate you. He is amazing. He's like a cheerleader. When he comes around, sometimes my energy just goes off the chart. I feel him. I'm a little hyper today because he's in the show. And that's what happens with him. If you need that energy, call on him. Call on him. If you need to not be afraid to let something go or cut a cord, call on him, because that closet's not going to get emptied and without you taking an initiative. Big thing with the angels now is they want you to be proactive more. They want you to know that you need to be proactive more. We're here. We support you. We're guiding you. But you're in the physical and you need to do that. When you do that, it's how you're gaining your empowerment and your self-confidence, your self-esteem. You're building up that self-love. If they didn't do it this way, we wouldn't grow and improve in that area. We need that vibrancy of our self-love to go into our joy and happiness, which is the frequency of fifth dimension, guys. That's right, that higher frequency vibration of life. So, and it's here and it's ready. We have to go there. So, yeah, I know. It's a lot. But it's not a lot. It just feels like it because this one basket is so full. of all the stuff that we might be needing to get rid of. Listen to your body. Listen to your heart. Listen to your gut. They're connected. You know, those gut instincts, those feelings, those, you know, maybe you're getting invited to something and you don't really want to do it. Why are you saying yes? Why are you saying yes? I don't want to hurt their feelings. Okay. So you come up with, now you put all this energy. Now, if this doesn't happen all the time, come on. So now you put all this energy into, okay, I got to come up with something so it won't hurt their feelings. Or I'm just going to have to go. Okay, where's the high vibrant frequency there? How is that helping you or the people you don't want to hurt? You don't have to be rude. You don't have to be rude. You just say, you know, I'm going to do some things that I've been wanting to do. So I'm going to have to pass on this one. Something. You got to be honest. Be honest if there's something else. Honesty is, people are terrified of honesty. I know. Are you afraid of honesty? Michael can help you with that. I'm just giving you fair share warning. If you call on him to help you with that, he will. And it's like, okay, I didn't think I would actually, but you know what? It's going to lift a lot of weight off you. So with that, gotta go to break really quick here. We got one more segment coming up. And when we come back, I've got an email I want to read, and it's a great question for all of us, and it ties right in with everything we're talking about. So we will be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Back for the last segment. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or viewing our live video stream of the Jen Royster Show. And we've been talking about guidance with Archangel Michael for this, exploring this great shift within us. What is going on? It feels like a mixed bag out there right now. Now, some of you might be just flying through with colors, and you might be feeling like, well, they seem to got it all together and they're doing fine. It isn't about what they're doing, okay? I want to remind you of that. If you're feeling the sluggishness, I call it the slug, but if you're feeling that way a little bit right now, it'll pass. It'll pass. You're in a bit of a cocooning, remember? If you want to feel that pep and that movement of energy, call on Michael to help you out with that. If you have a lot of baggage that you need to let go of, it's going to make you feel a little tired as well. You need to look at that. Remember the basket thing I was talking about? That basket is really full and you're still, oh, I know I need to get rid of this, but it's so hard. You know, that one, Michael really would be a good one to call for that. Trust me, you will find answers. You will. Now, I have an email that came in and it's right in line. You know, the timing, I find that when they decide to send an email into the show or someone decides to tune in or call in, to me, the synchronicities are amazing, and this one did it too. Now, this email is from, looks like the name is Dada, and writes, "Dear Dr. Jen, I would love to receive guidance from Archangel Michael, please. I used to be the go-getter who knew what she wanted and how to get it." Does this sound familiar, guys? I know. "I was always pushing hard, but nowadays I feel like I lost my drive and can barely think of what's next. Like I no longer have any desires that would make me happy and lift me up. I often filled up everybody else's cup with great advice and support, but can't seem to focus on myself for new work, life, and happiness. It feels like I gave myself out and have nothing left for me." Oh, We were just talking about that, weren't we? My current job is joyless and bores me to tears, but I know it's helping others. I keep asking myself and angels what's next, but I can't get any clarity, any exciting direction. Please help. I have so many gifts, but can't place them in any order of usefulness for me. Thank you so much for your loving care and support. And thank you, Archangel Michael. I call on Michael all the time. One day he will hit me over the head for so much trouble. Bless her heart. Dr. Jen, I always listen to your show on replay and love it. Thank you for sharing your gifts. Love, Donna. Okay. Wow. That was a longer email, but I wanted to read that whole thing because it really applies to what we're talking about today. It applies to a lot of things we've covered, but I want to go over this a little bit. Now, she's been asking and asking, right? She's feeling burned out. It's like I give, 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 and I don't feel anything back. She's not happy anymore. She's like, there's a guilt energy that Michael is bringing up right now. He's like, I feel bad if I just stop helping because I know it's helping everything that I'm doing, even though I don't have the love in it anymore. That's a guilt. That's the word he keeps giving me. It's a lower vibrational frequency. Here's the thing. It's not that you might be fantastic at this job and you stay at that job for 5-10 years and then it's time to move on. And you're going to be great at that one. And then 5-10 years, you're going to move on. That's the journey. We don't always stay exactly in the same thing we do the whole time. I haven't done that either. And I change in and out. I'm constantly changing. If I don't change things, it starts to feel stagnant for me as well. Now, Michael's saying, don't let this energy of, you know, I know I'm helping them, but I really don't want to do this anymore. That's kind of feeling low vibration. He said, that's in that basket that needs to go away. He's saying that right up front. He is hearing you. It's not that he's gone anywhere at all. I want you to know that. And the reason we've been talking about that through the show, but you know, she's talking about, I don't know what's next. I can't figure it out. That's because right now this energy is the mixed bag. We're just now getting to this place where, oh, I feel like I can finally move forward. And then some people are like, wait, I don't know. What am I doing? It might feel like that for another few more weeks to a month for some people, okay? That doesn't mean it's not going to happen. However, the more that you lift those vibrations and release that weight, that burden of what you need to let go of, that's going to lighten it to where you're going to see what you can put in the new. And that is literally what we were talking about. So the question was incredible. This was coming from Michael. Michael's like, that frequency's low, and that's why you can't see what to put in the new basket. I keep calling it the basket because that's what we've been using now. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you'll have to go back a segment or two. That's what I was talking about. So there is always exciting direction. It will come through. But we can't go out of order when it comes to our soul's growth. Right now, the most important thing we can do is get rid of the baggage, get rid of the weight, get rid of anything in our lives that's not working for us anymore. Let it go. And if this is a job transition where, you know, finances matter, start putting your energy where it wants to be, where you want to be. Start putting it. And if you don't know what that is, put it in self-love. If you don't know what to do right now, because you're not sure what that next goal is, right here. Because if it's right here, this being healthy and balanced without the weight of what we need to get rid of, the old baggage and garbage and stuff, it's going to be easy. It's like, oh, I see clearly. Now I got to go right here. Boom, done. That's how you get there. That's how you get there. That's for everybody listening. And I want to say thank you for sending that email in. That was a great question. It was right in line with what we've been talking about. We've kind of been scattering that through the whole show. The whole show's been about really answering that whole question right there about what the heck is going on right now. Michael says, you know what? It's time to take out the garbage. Get rid of it. And you know, I know some of these things in life are big. It could be a relationship ending. Guess what? Yes, there's things ending just like that. Some people are leaving completely. They're leaving this dimension completely. Some people are changing jobs, they're moving to a different geographic location. A lot of this is ending, this is beginning, and we're just now starting to, oh, there's the basket, or is that the basket? Wait, I got so much over here, I got to get this out of the way so I can put stuff in here. And I'm giving you that to help you. If you use that basket analogy or something like it, it will help you very much to see, oh, wait, this is what I've got to do. Okay, I get it. That's what I've got to do. So it will help you tremendously with sorting out where you are on this. If you're feeling the weight down, if you're feeling the fatigue, there's more clearing to do. Chakra clearing, very important, guys. But, you know, there's a lot of new things to those chakras. That's what I'm working on with a class right now, too. And working with more of a connection with for where we are now in the frequency, okay? That's something else I'm working on. So if you want to know when those come out, and I'm about a few days, you can get on my newsletter if you want. I send it out once a week. I don't really like doing the emails every day, driving people crazy. I put everything in one a week. Occasionally I have to send more, but I'm really not into doing that to your inbox either. So if you want to know the announcements and what's coming up and when it's happening, because I'm going through all of my new beginning right now too, just the same as you. And I'm just putting all of my heart and soul into it, and I have no idea where it leads me from one moment to the next. That's exactly how it's going to feel. Michael really wants to help you get the momentum to work on the new. Okay? He can also help you clear. You don't want to be afraid of letting this go so you can do this. We really all have to do that right now. That's what's going on, guys. It really is. I want to say thank you guys for listening today. It's been amazing, and I got to go. We are out of time. You know, go to my website, check it out, jenroyster.com, and we will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.